WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you shed that mental clutter and unlock your full potential. Today, we're diving deep into something near and dear to all of us, burnout. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there's a constant pressure cooker bubbling away inside you? You know that feeling when everything feels overwhelming and even the thought of taking a shower is a monumental task? Yeah, we've all been there. Burnout is more than just feeling tired. It's a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged or excessive stress. It can creep up on you slowly, like a thief in the night, until suddenly you realize you're running on empty. But guess what? We don't have to become slaves to burnout. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this beast and reclaim your balance. First off, recognize the signs. Burnout doesn't announce itself with a fanfare, it whispers first. Are you constantly drained? Feeling cynical or irritable? Struggling to focus? Losing motivation? These could be early warning signs. Ignoring them is like ignoring a flickering light bulb. Eventually, it's going to go out completely. Second, prioritize self-care. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty oil in a high-performance car. You'd give it the best fuel to run smoothly. Treat yourself with the same respect. Third, learn to say no. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Saying yes to everything can lead to overload and resentment. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone all the time. Choose your battles wisely, and don't be afraid to decline requests that drain your resources. Fourth, find your flow. We all have things we're passionate about, activities that make us lose track of time. Whether it's painting, writing, playing music, or hiking in the woods, these activities can replenish our energy and bring a sense of purpose. Make time for them regularly, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Finally, seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and offer valuable perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let's take it a step further with a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a super-driven marketing manager juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and personal goals. She's constantly on the go, answering emails late at night, attending meetings back-to-back, and feeling overwhelmed by the never-ending to-do list. Sound familiar? Sarah starts experiencing symptoms of burnout, exhaustion, irritability, trouble concentrating. She's pushing herself to the limit, neglecting her own needs, and feeling increasingly disconnected from what brings her joy. But Sarah's a smart cookie. She realizes she's heading down a dangerous path and decides to take action. She prioritizes sleep, makes time for daily walks in nature, learns to delegate tasks at work, and sets boundaries with those who constantly demand her time. She rediscovers her passion for photography and starts taking evening classes. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling the difference. The fog lifts, her energy returns, and she feels a renewed sense of purpose and balance. So, What are you waiting for? Take these takeaways to heart, prioritize your well-being, and reclaim your life from burnout. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and energized. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, maybe a friend struggling with overwhelm or a family member feeling burned out. And if you found value in what we discussed today, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others discover the Brain Fog Detox and join the journey towards mental clarity and balance. Until next time, keep detoxing those brain fogs and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.